You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today's show is also going to be a short show. I've been under the weather, and because of that, I've decided to do a half-hour show, roughly, and then starting tomorrow, go back to the regular hour show, and that will be from 4 to 5, both Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And Friday's show will probably be a long show. I want to finish up what I started in the last show, and it was really about what's going to happen in the next several months at the Fed, the Federal Reserve System in Washington, D.C. As I speak, the Federal Open Market Committee is meeting. Matter of fact, they're meeting, it's a two-day meeting, both today and tomorrow. It's probably wrapping up around now. And usually what happens in these meetings, first the staff will come in and make a number of presentations about the state of the economy, where they think the economy will be going in the next several months, several years, as well as the status of various economic indicators. They're focusing in on employment because they do have what you'll hear in the news is a dual mandate, namely to maximize employment as well as make sure we have stable prices. The problem you have is definitions. The Fed, for a long time now, has had a target, for example, in terms of it does not want inflation to exceed 2%. So the target is to keep inflation under 2%. That's one definition of price stability. I'm more of a hawk. I think of price stability in terms of zero, where you don't have fluctuating general price levels. We're not talking the prices of individual goods and services. We're talking an increase or decrease in the general price level, and that's always a monetary phenomenon caused by changes in monetary policy. So while you're never going to hit zero exactly, sometimes you're going to be above it, sometimes you're going to be below it, but that's a better target. Now, the reason they don't do that is they're afraid the economy would go into deflation, and that's a period of declining prices. And again, I'm talking the general price level, because they have bad memories that's what happened during the Great Depression. What they failed, or they're aware of this, is what caused the Great Depression. There are several theories, but the one I tend to support is the one put forward by Milton Friedman, that the Federal Reserve was the cause of the Great Depression when it dramatically decreased the money supply by roughly a third. And as a result, one out of three banks failed, and the economy went into a long depression. So ideas and monetary policies have consequences. And as I summarized yesterday, the problem with the Federal Reserve, and I'm not the only one that says this, Milton Friedman and other people are highly critical of the Federal Reserve and the central banking. Our Federal Reserve is a central bank. Ostensibly, their primary mission is twofold. One, to be a lender of last resort, to prevent runs on banks, and they more or less succeeded in that. And secondly, at least initially, their mission is price stability. But then you get in an argument, what exactly is price stability? The problem is we're dealing with human beings, and human beings make mistakes. They're not very good predictors as to what's going to happen in the future, and they're not very good decision makers. You can have all the information but not respond to it, because as most economists know, the problem with monetary policy, and you have the same problem with fiscal policy is there's a lag between the time you first recognize you need to do something to the time you actually do something, and then you have an effect on the economy. So you're dealing with lags. And those lags are variable. They're long and they're variable. That is the problem where you have government intervention. They either do it too late or too early, typically. And many times what they do is the wrong thing to do. It's like flying an airplane. If you're coming into a landing, hopefully you're on a nice glide path. If you're going into an airport that has, I don't know if you've ever flown a plane. I have, but it's been many, many years since I've done that. But I used to fly out of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And at the time, they were a B-52 wing was stationed there. And when you came into, now I wasn't flying B-52s. I was flying a small Cessna 150. Now, there's a reason I'm giving you this story. And I was with my flight instructor. And because they're B-52s, you have a very, very long runway. I think it's at least 10,000 feet. But when we were coming in, usually the aero club where I would park the plane and where we were going, you would take the first turn off. So after you wanted to land right where you should on the numbers or the stripes and then take the first turn off. So the temptation was, and this is a mistake, is to fly a little bit low. You really should be exactly where you're going to get green lights. You don't want to be under because then you'll get red lights. So one time I came in for a landing. We were clear to land. However, they were recovering B-52s. And I'll combine two stories. I was low because I wanted to make sure that we would land at the really near the end of the runway so we can make the turn. And I got chewed out. And the instructor said, listen, your engine could fail right now. Then what are you going to do? Because I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to land in lights and crash the plane. You want to be right on that glide path. Now, in a plane where you have that feedback of the lights, you can do that. It's not hard to do. And obviously, it depends how fast you're going. The point is, that's what the Fed is trying to do. Stay on the glide path. But it can get behind the power curve. In other words, it could come in low. And recognizing you made a mistake, what do? You put in power. Or if you're way high, you cut power. Either way, that's not the optimum strategy. Ideally, you want to be right on that glide path so you'll land right at the end of the runway. And if you do that, it's easy to make the turn. And that is the challenge that the Fed has. It can either be too late in making changes to monetary policies or too early. I maintain they're way late. And what do I mean by that? What is the equivalent of what I was doing when I was flying that small plane is what this board meeting is all about today is for them to make a decision as to what the target federal funds rate should be. Now, for those that are not economists, which is most of you, the federal funds rate is the overnight interest rate that banks charge other banks to lend them money overnight. Because if you're a bank, you have to keep certain reserves. You have reserve requirements. And if you're short, temporarily short, what you have to do is borrow money from banks that have excess reserves, and they charge a fee for it. And that's the federal funds rate. Now, you would think, and it is true, that that's market determined. But, and this is a big but, who has the most influence on that federal funds rate, and that is the Federal Reserve. Now, they don't set a rate, although you'll hear that they've set a rate. Today, they, and it's a range, it's a target from 0 to 0.25% or 25 basis points. That's the so-called near zero interest rate or zero interest rate policy or zero lower bound, because they're literally almost at zero, not quite. So they're going to be in that range, and they want to stay in that range. And it's going to vary from day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute. But it's the federal open market operations out of the Federal Reserve Bank in New York that do the trading. But today, to give guidance to that group, or instructions would probably be a better way. They have to make a determination, do they leave that target where it's been? Now, what you need to understand is we've had this policy starting in December of 2008, and it's been at near zero, under 25 basis points. And that is highly unusual. And I have, for those that are new listeners, the way you listen to this show is go to pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, pronkpops.wordpress.com. And under my picture at the very top, you'll have links to the last 60 to 80 shows. Now, I'm looking at it right now. I will tell you, this show will not be posted until probably around 10 o'clock tonight. And I need to add that to that post, because right now it looks like you could go there and listen to it. No, you can't. But it will be posted by 10 o'clock tonight. But underneath that, I have usually cartoons, photographs, articles, charts, information pertaining to the story. Now, I know some of you are probably already turned off. Why should I care about what the Federal Reserve is doing? I'm not an economics major, blah, 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 blah. Well, let me clue you in. Do you have any loans, or you're about to take out a loan? What's going to happen over the next several years is interest rates slowly but surely are going to go up, up, and up. Now, my point is the Federal Open Market Committee of the Fed, which is the seven governors, including the chairman, Janet Yellen, as well as the five presidents, one being the president of the New York Federal Reserve Bank. They vote as to what the policy should be until their next meeting. And it's getting a lot of attention because a number of people, both governors as well as presidents of those banks, want to go back to a normal monetary policy where the federal funds rate is in a more, well, it's closer where the market would be. And you're going to get an argument amongst economists, but typically somewhere between 3 and 4%. Again, I'm on the high end, more at 4%. So you can see interest rates have a long way to go if you're starting at between 0 and 25 basis points. To get back to, quote, a normal or average rate, you would have to increase interest rates by about 3.75%. And they haven't been doing it, because if you look at the chart, which I have, and you could see the federal funds rate does bounce around. That doesn't necessarily mean it changes every month, but it has the certain, you can see the curves. It looks like a mountain range. However, since December of 2008 through today, and really I think through June, it will remain flat, more or less flatlined, namely between 0 and 25 basis points. Now, right above that chart, I have what it's called a tracking the target rate. You'll see these dots, and these are the opinions of both the governors and the presidents that are on this committee as to where they think the federal funds rate should be. And you'll see there's quite a spread. Some think it should be, the hawks think it should be at 4.25%, 4%. You have several of them are in the 3% range, and then going down even lower than that. So there's a general consensus amongst the members of the Federal Open Market Committee that during 2015 as well as 2016, over that period of time, interest rates should go up. Now, the $64,000 question is when and how much, in terms of not only the first move, but also following moves. I think my own prediction is that the federal funds rate will go up starting in June, probably by about 75 basis points. In other words, the top target in the range will go from 25 basis points up to 1%. It could be a little less. I don't think it's going to be any more. I would recommend they up it by a full 1% because they're behind the curve. And what I mean by that, because you have long lags in monetary policy that are also variable, they should have been gradually doing this, very deliberately, slowly but surely increasing that federal funds rate over the last 2 years. Now, what you need to understand, there's a protocol, if you will, or etiquette, that they don't want dissent from what the chairman of the Federal Reserve's position is. In other words, they need to be a team and support the chairman. That doesn't mean there's not a diversity opinion, because there definitely is a diversity opinion, and they usually characterize the people as either being hawks or doves in terms of inflation, in terms of changes in the policy. Janet Yellen has a reputation for being one of the doves, and you have various presidents of the Federal Reserve banks being characterized as hawks. I would characterize myself as a super hawk or eagle, because I think, one, you need to stop inflation dead in the tracks, and you need to be ahead of it. And the policies that they've been pursuing since the financial crisis, frankly, after cutting through all the details, are really supporting. This is why I believe it's a myth that the Federal Reserve is independent. They're not independent. They're a creature of Congress. They're concerned about both what congressional leaders think, as well as the banking community think, but also the executive branch thinks. And what the Fed has been doing, and I went over this last show, is buying a lot of Treasury securities over that time period. That ended in the fall, the so-called tapering, but they engaged in supporting the Treasury by keeping, first of all, interest rates low, which they've done, as well as buying a huge amount of Treasury securities. The balance sheet of the Federal Reserve went roughly from $800 billion to today. Last time I looked, it was at $4.4 trillion. It's probably higher. $4.5. It's largely Treasury securities as well as mortgage-backed securities. They've ended that, thank God. I think it was always a bad idea. But now, the second component is, what are they going to do with interest rates? And I've given you my prediction. Starting in June, they will gradually increase the federal funds target. What I think the Fed will do is somewhere between a 50 basis points, which is 0.5%, or 75 basis points increase of where it is now. But I think, frankly, it's too late. It's too little, too late. Because what the worry is this. If they go too fast, they could put the economy back into a recession. I don't think that right now should be a concern. However, if they keep waiting and waiting and waiting, trying to be very deliberative, and they've already admitted, and you get the minutes, and then they'll have a press conference tomorrow where they'll take questions from the press. They're being criticized for being too late. And you have a division in that committee as to what to do. And like I said, the general etiquette or protocol is to support the chairman. Well, at some point, people say, I can't support you anymore. I think what we're hearing from the Federal Open Market Committee, the board, the governors, as well as the presidents of the various Federal Reserve banks, is it's rather unequivocal. A, they're going to increase the rate, and it's most likely going to be in June. And I'm saying, amen. Because that's just the first move. They really need to take it from 25 basis points to approaching 400 basis points. They're not going to do that in a year. They probably will take at least 2 years to get back to a normal federal funds rate and in turn a normal monetary policy. What we've had since 2008 is a very unconventional monetary policy, with quantitative easing after quantitative easing, where you've had massive increases of purchases of primarily treasury securities as well as mortgage-backed securities, and this persistently low zero interest rate. It doesn't make sense, for the simple reason people that are professionals that invest money in the bond market, for example, they will tell you the rate should be somewhere north of 3%, 4%. And the reason it isn't is because of the activities of the Federal Reserve. In other words, they're behind the curve. And that's why I gave you that analogy, if you will, of landing a plane. And if they don't watch out, they'll crash it. And when they crash it, we'll have another recession. Where they don't want to be is at this near zero rate and the economy going into a recession. So they're between a rock and a hard place. They got to do something. They know they have to do something. And what they're arguing about is when to do it and how much. Are they going to do anything this meeting? I don't think so. I could be surprised, but I don't think so. It'll probably be June because that's what they repeatedly have said. Now, the markets, or at least some people in the markets, think they're not going to do it until September. And why is this important to you? Do you borrow money? Do you have any loans or thinking of buying something? Your interest rates are going to go up, and they should go up. Up to now, it's been very cheap to lease a car, for example, or buy a car because of these low rates. That is going to change. So your mortgage rates are going to go up. Any loan, if you need to borrow money, it's going to go up. So you need to be paying attention. And this should have been happening or started gradually happening 2 years ago, in my humble opinion, because I don't think they have, at the very most, 2 to 3 years before this economy goes into another recession. And you need to keep in mind, in any given month, the probability of the economy going into a recession is zero, because we go into recessions less than 10% of the time. Usually the economy is growing. Now it's on a variable rate. It could be growing at 2% or under 2%, but it's growing. It rarely goes into a recession where you have a negative growth rate in the real gross domestic product. But they have to be conscious of that, in the fact that what they do influences whether or not the economy grows. And what's happened up to now is you've had dramatic increases, for example, in equities or stock prices, largely driven by this unconventional monetary policy. So what is going to happen once they clearly, not to talk about it, but actually do something, and I think they will do something in June again. My estimation will probably they'll take it to 1%, which would be a 75 basis point. But that's just my educated guess. But that's what they should have been already there and gradually increasing it. They're way behind the curve because a normal federal funds rate would be between 3 and 4%. You'll get an argument as to where in that range. I tend to think it's higher, but they're not there. And it's going to take them at least 2, if not 3 years to get back to that, and hopefully the economy will keep growing. So they have a hard decision to make, but it's time to make the decision. They've been delaying, delaying, and delaying it. There's always a temptation, well, wait another month. We'll have, for example, the employment situation. We'll have more price information. If you're listening to me and I'm planning on either buying a house, taking out a student loan, buying a car, interest rates are going to go up. That's how this meeting affects you. Are interest rates going to go up right away? No, but they probably will start going up and continue to go up starting in June. With that, I have to end the program. Thank you for listening. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.